Lenovo's.
Lenovo's. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? No, not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday.
How morning.
Good morning.
Feeling fantastic.
Are
ready
you
to go.
Refreshed?
Yeah, hanging out with my two best mates. What more do you want in life?
Bless.
Oh dear. Thank you for your positivity.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I love how he said that. We both looked at each other.
It was far too cynical.
Actually, no, we're not best mates.
Oh.
I invited you to the Cambridge on Saturday and you declined.
At 9:20 at night. Knowing full well that Sunday I was going to be out from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on the road the whole time.
I didn't know that at all. I just wanted you to come for drinks.
You would have went to the Cambridge, Crevo.
Oh, if I didn't have a huge Sunday plan, I would have totally. Emmy goes, do you want me to go? Do you want to come?
Well, Meg invited me to the Cambridge.
Yeah.
And at 6 p.m. I was out having dinner.
Oh, you got yours invite early.
Yeah. So I went to the shop and I was just waiting at the lights near the Cambridge.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the stream of 18-year-olds. It's just, I don't think I could have done it.
You couldn't.
We didn't go.
No.
Oh, you didn't go either?
No.
Oh, I was actually
there. Oh my God, I've never seen so many breasts in my life. Like, cover up.
Oh, wow.
You big prude, relax. If people want to show a bit of skin, more the power to them.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Emmy said, do you want me to drive you?
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, I actually said to Meg, I set the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Right.
On the balcony.
Oh, really?
I was like, why don't you message Crevo to see if he'll come?
You know,
and then just leave him on red.
Yeah. I was proper ready to go. But then I was like, Sunday's going to be massive.
You're
no.
You have no intentions of going.
Jackson, good morning. How was your weekend?
It was good. I spent my weekend in Newcastle, actually.
Oh, good. Yeah.
A few things
caught up with the fam.
I did. Had my sister's birthday party on Saturday night. I'm too old for drinking now.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
I was sober, Sandra. I just sat there and I was like, nah, I was out of there at 9:30.
What about all the gins that you like to have sometimes?
No.
Very occasionally.
Yeah.
None of them?
At home in the lounge room where I don't have to walk home or sit in the rain.
Bro, yeah. Fair enough.
Or talk to people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a people person. Yeah. Don't come up to me.
Jared's in the newsroom today. Hello, Jared. How are you?
Good morning.
Hello.
First time here.
Yes. What did you do on the weekend? Anything special?
Not a lot. I was in here on Saturday morning. Went out for a couple of drinks Saturday night.
Nice.
Accidentally chipped my tooth.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
I just noticed that. I was like, did he have that before?
So if you're hearing a weird lisp in the news.
How did you chip your tooth?
Went straight into the corner of a wall. So I got up. Oh. I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. Walked straight into the corner of my bedroom door. Took out the bottom of my tooth.
Oh, no.
Well, that's settled. We're doing tooth chipping stories later in the show. So if you've got one of those, stand by your phone. We'll probably hook you up with some prize.
Man, that's going to be expensive.
Private health, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Smart man.
Wow.
All covered. He's like, I've already worked out the deductible. Is it smart?
I did my research yesterday.
Are you struggling to eat?
Oh, it's a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I have to use a straw to, drink water because otherwise it just comes out.
Oh,
my
God.
Comes out
like the Trevi Fountain, straight out the front.
Hey, Lads versus Lasses is up next.
That's right. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes today. A $50 fuel card is on offer. You want to get your mitts on those. The Lasses currently on 11, the Lads on 8. So we've clawed back a lot of points last week. And this winning streak's going to continue all week.
You came back strong last week. It was unsettling.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes. The Lads did so well last week, and I'm hoping it's going to continue into this week as well. Currently on 8, the Lasses on 11. Of course, a $50 fuel card is what's up for grabs, so people are pretty keen on this as a prize, plus the glory of a point on the board as we continue our year-long competition.
Yeah, the point's the most important thing. Let's go to Brett in Maryland. Single dad, loves karaoke, just discovered Costco. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, guys.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
These Boots Are Made For Walking.
Oh, like the Jessica Simpson version?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, no. Oh. The good version. Come on. All right. Are you ready to get a point on the board for the lads?
Here we go.
All right. Question number one. What is the store Dusk known for selling?
Candles.
Sure is. Question two, multiple choice. MyFit Rewards is the loyalty card for which shoe shop? Is it Athlete's Foot, Williams and Mathers, or Foot Locker?
Number one.
It sure is. Well done.
Oof.
All right, question three. Magic Retouch Temporary Root Concealer Spray is made by which beauty brand?
Oh, God, I know. It's for hair.
Take a stab.
Clairol?
No.
L'Oreal. Two out of three, though. Pretty good.
Good job, man.
Well done. On fire.
Hold the line. Let's meet our lass right now. She needs three correct answers to walk away with the win today. It's Christy from Nord's Wharf. She's a disability support worker.
Hey, hey.
And she says the craziest thing she's ever done is have a baby at 37. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. How are you doing, Christy? Good weekend?
Well, I guess so. I worked all weekend, and I'm on my way home now.
What does like a day look like for you? Do you get much variety in your job? Like, do you meet different people?
Yeah, quite a few, actually.
Oh, nice one. Well, hey, let's do this, Christy. You need three for an instant win, two for a coin toss. Here we go. Question number one. What does the brand XTM make?
Motorbike.
I think that is actually correct.
We'll have to give you that.
Yep.
Good job. Number two, what are the stealth mounts used for, rather? What are stealth mounts used for?
Guns?
Good guess, not it.
No, they are used for mounting your tool batteries on toolboxes or in the work cars, etc. Question number three. This is for a tiebreaker coin toss. Multiple choice. What does the company Easy Mix make? Is it A, concrete products and machines, B, worksite radios, or C, powdered glues?
Concrete.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Great.
We've got a coin toss.
You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, Christy, ladies first, heads or tails for the win. $50 fuel card up for grabs.
Tails.
It's a heads.
No!
Oh, lads win.
Lads, 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 lads.
You.
Oh, Brett, you got yourself $50 fuel card, buddy.
Sweet.
Well done.
Plus, more importantly, the lads
points.
Move along to nine.
Nine,
job,
11.
Oh, wow.
No, oh, wow. Yeah.
You can never say those numbers the same again.
No. Hey, up next, Crevo. Bit of an incident involving your car last week. Apparently, you're causing some issues.
Yeah.
In the car park. What's going on here?
Well, look, let's just say one staff member was very unhappy with me storming in through the building. Crevo's car causing trouble.
Okay.
I was like, oh, God.
Do you know what I love about this? Crevo's usually like the person that nobody confronts in this team.
Rarely.
I don't know if they're scared of him or like,
he's too
what's
nice, I think it is. You don't want to confront the person who's nice.
Crevo's finally in the bad
boy.
Yeah, we'll get all the details.
Bad.
We'll get all the details next.
Crevo, you've been a bad boy. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for you? Yeah, watch out.
Causing anarchy in the car park, Crevo. What are you doing?
Oh, God. So, apparently, I parked in the wrong spot, which is a big old crime around here.
But the funny thing is, you park the same spot every day. Why was Friday different? What did you do?
So, I think what happened was it's like these two car parking spots in the middle of the car park.
Yeah.
And I always grab it because it's easy to drive in and out. I'm like, sweet, I'm here early, I'll take it, right?
Yeah.
But what I'd done is sort of parked a little too far back, and some people thought it was hard to drive past. One person thought it was hard to drive past, and he was very upset, comes in. That car has got to move, I believe that's what was said. Crevo's causing chaos in the car park. So I quickly ran out there and, had to move it.
Was it an elderly gentleman?
I couldn't tell you. I can't remember. No. I don't know this
guy's
age.
Sounds like an old person thing to whinge about.
Now, how many mere centimetres did you move your car?
At least 30.
At least 30?
Yeah. Maybe even 35.
I did notice this actually when I was driving in the other day.
Yeah, and did it worry you or just go straight past?
I drove straight past.
Yeah, it was in plenty of room, right?
I did notice.
Oh, that's slightly tighter, the squeeze.
You're very much like, I can just see you now, like, driving down the driveway really fast, and you kind of just stop to a halt really quickly and waddle inside.
Exactly. I'm a bit cavalier. Yeah. I will say that.
Yeah,
This is what I think when it comes to parking. Right?
Yeah.
If you're not exactly straight, as long as you're in the lines.
Yeah, I agree.
People that spend ages straightening up, like with their tape measures on each side of the car, working out if they're exactly in the middle, they're just wasting heaps of their life, I reckon.
Do you park properly today? I'm just looking on the Car Park North camera.
Oh, yeah.
On our CCTV screen here.
Display in
you
there.
You look like you're, like, too far over again.
Or maybe I've gone the other way.
I think I'm too far over, actually, because I park next to you, Craig.
Oh, be careful. You'll get an official warning.
I'm a little bit further to the line than normal.
Right.
Yeah. So there's a bit of a gap in between our cars, but I think that's because I've left too far a room.
And I probably would have gone, you know what, someone might need to open the door there. Like, let's leave enough room.
Oh, well.
The chaos continues. Crevo's in trouble. Watch out. Bad boys are in town.
You know, I hear a story like that and I think, well, we're really, like, clutching at straws sometimes, aren't we?
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Yeah, chatting earlier on in the show, Jared, who is in the newsroom filling in for Jess, snapped his tooth in half on the weekend. Are you in pain right now?
Not in pain, no. Thankfully, it missed the nerve. It's just an awkward, uncomfortable sort of... air just blows straight through it.
Oh, my God. it's like the front tooth, yeah.
The very front, so anytime I say... it's very snaky.
You did it walking into a wall, yeah?
A door,
yeah, straight into it.
So do you have the other half of the tooth?
I do.
So they'll just reattach it with some glue?
Not sure, I was thinking maybe some dental bonding.
Yes.
Probably better.
Luckily you got the other half, though.
Yeah, lucky I didn't hit a nerve, otherwise...
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here today. Have you guys had any major tooth injuries before?
No.
Yeah, I've chipped my front tooth as a kid on the bus.
Oh, really?
Oh, on the metal bar. The front, yeah.
I think those bars are responsible for buying, like, most of the spas that dentists own across the country.
See, my tooth here, front tooth also.
Little chip as well.
My brother, when I was, like, 15, threw a rock at me and it chipped it. And I used to I've had like 3 fillings in there, but they just keep falling out. The dentist always says, you're not meant to have a filling there. So I'm literally stuck with that freaking...
I've never noticed.
Really?
It's not really noticeable on yours.
No.
Yeah, you'll see.
Unless you'll
notice heaps now.
Now you're having a look.
Terrible. What we thought we'd do this morning though, 13:10:09, your tooth injury stories. We always love a gruesome injury story on this show.
Probably the more gruesome, the better at this point.
Chips, getting them knocked out, that sort of thing.
Mm. Yeah, and we do have a great prize of the week this week.
Tickets to our premiere screening of Uncharted at Red Cinemas.
Featuring Tom Holland.
Oh.
And Mark Wahlberg as well.
Oh, yeah. We've got five doubles to give away.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah.
The Novos.
Yeah, 13:10:09, the lines are now open for your tooth injury stories. Now, there's always such an awkward time after you have a tooth injury before you get it fixed where you're whistling around. You know, it's always very expensive as well. Poor old Jared from the newsroom, middle of the night, walked into a door front tooth gone.
Yeah, no good. I was telling you guys before, I chipped my front tooth on the bus, like at school.
Yeah.
And then there was like always awkward because one side had that little chip across the corner. Then, like 10 years later, I was partying in like a Cambodia or something.
What kind of party?
It was actually river tubing. And you, like, float down a river and, like, there's all these bars along the side of the river.
Oh,
and you, like,
wow.
Get off and drink at all
no
these bars.
Way.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun. It is fun. It's a lot of fun, actually. And then I went up on this giant swing on a tree and fell down and chipped the other one. So now they're quite even. Just looks like a little gap. I'm smiling there.
Yeah, I can't tell. You have good teeth.
See, the front two, they chipped perfectly evenly. That just looks like a curve into the middle now. It's
mirror
perfect.
Image.
Yeah, it is. I was like, at first I was very disappointed, and then I looked in the mirror, I was like, oh, nailed it. Absolutely perfect.
What about you, Meg? Any
I know. Things? See, I've got stupid gaps in mine, but I've never had anything hit them, which is quite
very lucky.
Very lucky.
Keep it that way. It's awful.
I really need to get... So I've got a tiny little chip on my front tooth I was telling you about before. I really need to get it fixed, but it's like for a tiny little filling,
it's thousands,
like $600.
Yeah.
So every time, and it kept, that would keep coming off because it sort of.
I was actually looking at it because the last one fell out a few years ago. I was looking at it the other day, actually, up close, and all these little cracks are starting to.
Oh,
I
think
I need to get a crown done.
Not ideal.
I need to fix that.
Angela's on the phone.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, thank you, Angela.
What's your tooth chip story?
Actually, it wasn't a tooth chip. When I was about 16, I grew up in the country and had a horse accident.
Oh, no.
And I actually got two hoofs on my mouth, two hoofs on my shoulder. I lost about four teeth, but I was fortunate enough to push three of them back in, so I only ended up with one false tooth.
Oh, my God.
You pushed them back in?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
That just... Wait, you need to walk us through this.
Yeah. So I was cross-country jumping with a girlfriend of mine.
Yeah.
And the horse got scared and literally just flipped me forward. So when it's come through, it's landed two hoofs on my mouth, two hoofs on my shoulder. And we were like probably an hour away from the nearest sort of house. So... I got back on the horse, pushed three of them back in, and one of them was my front tooth, and then I lost three at the front down the bottom. And I had the fourth one in my mouth, in my hand. But when I got back on the horse and I tried to push it in, there was that much blood. It just fell out.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
and it fell out into the lake.
So
into the lake. That's gone forever.
I'm not going to grab that one
do
again.
Do you know what? That is... one of the best and craziest stories I've ever heard. You pushed your own teeth back into your head. Wow. Are they still in there to this day? Did they hold?
Yeah, so I was really fortunate because, I mean, they obviously went through my gum. And, like, you know, you wouldn't know unless I actually pointed out.
Yeah.
They went through my gum, but, again, there was that much mud and crap from the horse's hoof. When I got into emergency, they said, look, there is a risk that because they've come so far through, well, the roots won't regrow. So for a while, I had to watch to see whether or not the teeth would go black. And if they did, obviously, that was a sign that the nerves had died.
Pull them out again.
Jeez, Angela.
What a great story.
Wow, let's go to Katie. Hello, how are you?
Still in shock.
I'm good, how are you?
Good, good. Your tooth injury stories, what do you got for us?
Yeah, we're at a barbecue out in the middle of nowhere. I was probably I was in junior school, actually.
Yeah.
And we were playing hide-and-go-seek, and I had a pillowcase over my head, and I had to try and find everyone, and I ran into a wall and chipped my tooth, and my nerve was leaking out.
Oh my god!
We wanted gruesome stories, and we got them.
That decision?
No, I don't. It was this is amazing.
So what happened after that?
So then I ended up with my mouth was too young, still growing for a porcelain tooth. So I had to have a silver tooth for probably 5 years in the front of my mouth in primary school, which was just devastating.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Oh,
jeez.
Poor bugger, Katie.
Yeah, oh. I've since had many crowns, and it's always breaking, but yeah, it's holding now.
That's good.
Do you know what? It always happens in the country.
It's same stories.
Like, geez.
Stay away.
The silver tooth.
Thank you very much.
Hey, that's a fashion statement these days.
That's true.
You could be the gold tooth, silver.
Oh, yeah. Katie's probably a rapper now, which is exciting. What's the goss is up next with producer Jackson. How you doing?
Good. Hey. I've got some Kardashian news because they dropped their new TV show trailer over the weekend. And of course, I'm going to talk about it also too. Remember Taylor Lautner from Twilight?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's made a rare statement. I'll play it for you next.
The Novos. Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
What's the goss time? Producer Jackson, and I believe you've got some Kardashian news for us with their new show.
Yeah, it's actually been a pretty big weekend for the Kardashians. I'll get to the Kanye-Kim Kardashian fight, but I'll play you a little... I haven't got much to go by from this new Hulu TV show trailer, but this is a taste of it.
You have no idea what's coming. Are you ready?
The Kardashians on Hulu.
That's literally all they gave us. All they gave us. Hulu's released their lineup, though, which the Kardashians are not in it. I'm tipping surprise drop. I reckon over the next 2 weeks that it's going to drop this TV show with no warning.
Are they still calling it Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
No, it's just called The Kardashians.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And
simpler.
I don't think it's going to follow the same style as they used to go by, which is just following their lives. I think this is going to be, like, episodic, and it's just... Today we follow Kylie Jenner doing her makeup and today Kim's doing law school or going to the White House. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sort of little, I don't know.
How it won't be as intense maybe in terms of...
It is intrusive into their lives.
Yeah, not much of a storyline in terms of like their personal lives, more of just like their business ventures and stuff like that. But they are tipping that this is going to be the new direction of reality TV. And I mean, they do have their finger on the pulse, so...
I'd say, because one of the complaints that they often made towards the end was that it was too intrusive.
Yeah.
So maybe they've gone, you know what, we're going to move to this new platform and as part of the deal, we're going to make it, you know, more favourable for us. Not only in terms of cash, but in terms of like the setup.
Right? I honestly think one of the reasons they did veer away from doing what they were doing is because the narrative became very hard to control. I mean, you look at all the stuff that's happening with Kanye right now. You can't be transparent about that and then keep the beautiful sort of like dazzling view of the Kardashians up to scratch. I don't know if you see what happened over the weekend, but Kanye had another meltdown on Instagram over Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. No, she said, I missed this.
He wrote, I need to know what I should do about my daughter being put on TikTok against my will. Kim Kardashian has put out a statement again and said that any outburst from Kanye West in the public is far more damaging to a child than TikTok is.
And
she would like to deal with her stuff privately. She's sick of Kanye West's attack against her in the press.
Jeez.
So that's getting nasty. I think she's starting to like lose her cool a little bit because you don't really see Kim fire back too much.
No.
She's kind of very diplomatic.
And it must be bad because for her to, you know, lash out like that, that means that I think Kanye feels as if he's losing control. He's not being able to talk to them or something, so he's gone, I'll just go public, right?
I think the Kardashians are very quickly realising, too, they cannot control Kanye West.
No.
Everybody else, they can control. You name one person that's spoken out about that family as much as Kanye, they can't because they're scared of the Kardashians. Kanye is scared of nobody. Kanye thinks he's God.
He don't care.
Anyway, watch this space. Twilight star Taylor Lautner is speaking out about new generations and hair that he doesn't want to disappear.
Taylor Lautner here. Just wanted to hop on quick to say, although you have attempted to cancel the side part, I am an advocate for the middle part. Please don't let that one go. Keep the middle part for me or Kendall Jenner. Yeah, that's his message from Jacob Black. Thank you.
Amazing message. I bring this up, though, because...
Taylor Lautner here.
I didn't know his name was Taylor Lautner.
Ooh,
I mean,
Lautner.
So did I.
He's the guy at the office that gets called Jerry, and his name's actually Ashton, and like just never corrects anyone for the like 20 years.
So what's his issue with the side part, middle part? What's going on here?
Well, he can rock a middle part. And that's about it. And, you know, all these young generations of woke, like, can't, you can't wear skinny jeans anymore. You can't wear a side part anymore. It's just too much,
See,
guys.
Maybe I'm just a bit old, but I used to have a side part in my hair, and then everyone was saying, oh, that's for old people, so I switched it to a middle part.
Well, I went out for dinner the other night. I went out for dinner on Friday night, and I wanted to wear skinny jeans, and then I was walking out of the house. I looked in the mirror, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm so uncool. All the young people are going to know that I'm 28. I went back in and I put on dad jeans.
Oh, my God.
And I felt so uncomfortable because you can't see your ass in the bloody jeans that they're rocking around in now. You work hard on
that's
that stuff.
That's a terrible shame, isn't it?
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
I'm just copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Bring New FM.
Oh.
Oh, that was a bit of excitement.
Don't know what that was. Gremlins in the system.
Hey, guys, you both live in apartments, right?
Yeah.
And when you get, say, an Uber Eats or a Deliveroo or something, often they're just bringing it downstairs. You have to go downstairs. The food's cold or they've left it outside. Quite a common problem, right?
They tend to leave it like a couple apartment complexes down from us.
Oh, that's even
worse.
So
we've got to go outside and try and find it.
That, have you ever had it nicked or anything?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh, we have.
The amount of times I've walked down to come to work in the morning, go outside, and there's just like a takeaway ordered, left outside the building. What a waste.
Terrible. Never used. Seems like this might all be coming to an end because one of our show's favourite brands, KFC, they're getting into the drone delivery business. Now, before we play a song or just after, think about this. Imagine you just out on your balcony and the food comes right to there.
The dream.
You still have to go outside, though.
Well, they could probably fly it right in through the window if you open it up.
The Novos.
Now, you might have seen, like, over the past couple of years, a few companies go, oh, we're going to deliver stuff by drone. They do one ad about it. And that's the end of it. And you go, well, that's just a fantasy for the future.
Well, Domino's tried this very thing, yeah?
And
I
I've never
how much
had
success they had.
Well, I've never gotten a pizza by drone. No. It always comes on the back of a moped or something, right? And you go, well, that's not as exciting, is it? It's not what I was led to believe was going to happen on TV. Seems KFC, though, are switching things up because they're teaming up with Google's sister company. How's this? It's called Wing, which is quite appropriate considering the whole situation being KFC. And they're doing a trial run up in Logan in Queensland. And they've done, how's this? They've done 50,000 deliveries in 8 months with drones.
Wow.
They're not messing around.
No.
If you're in Logan, Queensland, you could probably be getting your chicken by drone.
Isn't that insane? I'm all for this.
Yeah.
It's really incredible.
The only bad downside, I guess, to it all is it takes away a person's job.
Well,
someone has to fly the drone, though.
Someone's got to fly the drone. You've got people selling the drones. You've got people fixing the drones. I think that that's a bit of a, I guess, an argument that lacks strength because I think there's more jobs to be had from this sort of thing.
Yeah, when you think of it, though, as well, with KFC, it's normally Menulog, Uber Eats, all that kind of stuff. So they've got plenty of other work elsewhere.
That's true. They can work all those platforms. But to think that they're actually doing this many deliveries, it's not just like two blokes in a paddock, you know, flying it from one side to the other. This is really happening. And sometimes they get their food. So from when they place the order to getting it in less than 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Via the Wing app, which is available.
Amazing.
You can get on there and download it.
So question, I know here in Newcastle, and like if I feel like KFC and getting it delivered, don't want to leave the house, it's $8.95 for them to bring KFC. Like I live right near the Palais. The KFC
in the
city.
Oh, yeah, the big one there.
The big one. $8.95 to my house in Wickham. I wonder what these guys are charging.
It's a great question.
More or less.
Zero information on pricing at the moment. These drones traveling up to 110 kilometres an hour.
Wow.
Wow.
So even, like, and they're not dealing with traffic. So if it's a busy Friday night and there's cars all through the city, they're not, like, you know, having to weave and duck and get to your place with a traffic issue. They'd be there in seconds. From the Palais to your place, it'd be very quick.
I'm so excited for this. They need to bring this here.
Absolutely.
Oh, imagine that, straight to your balcony.
A couple of Zinger burgers. You know,
popping up
here. So, yeah.
Wicked Wings on the way.
Bring it on.
Via the Wing app. Just perfect, really.
Why
did
they call it Wicked Wing?
Well, exactly. Probably taken by KFC.
Yeah, true.
Hey, guys, coming up next, we're going to chat to Al and Samantha, who got married on Married at First Sight last night. Our first girlfriend ever. Bit of a flog, it seems. we'll catch up with them next. Interesting couple.
Interesting.
Did you watch it last night, Meg? Yeah. Did you watch it, Kriva?
I did, and this is the guy that lives with his mum, though, yeah?
Lives with his mum. She went
cooks
and
for him, cleans for him.
So at the dinner after they got married, the mum did a speech, and she's like, he doesn't know how to cook. He doesn't know how to clean. He doesn't know how to do anything. And then you just watch the bride's heart break live on television.
Yeah. Good luck, Samantha. You'll be fine.
She's one of those chicks that says, I want a man, not a boy.
You haven't got him.
You got a boy.
We'll catch up with them next. Maths continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. Last night, Al and Samantha tied the knot. They're on the phone now.
And I have so much going on with this wedding. And
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready? You kidding? I was born ready.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning indeed. Nice and morning early. Indeed.
How many interviews do you guys have on today? Heaps?
Busy.
Hey, last night, look, you guys were super cute together. I think you look great together. Now, Sam, you, I guess, shared some reservations at the start about Al's emotional maturity. Now, that's a lot to hear. Are you guys sort of working through that now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that you see throughout the experiment, we definitely build on our wedding, so it's fine.
Have there been any more kiss attempts lately that have been snubbed off, or we're good to go?
Yeah, look, you know, even though I got brushed a little bit, but I always get back on the horse again.
Persistence pays off in this case.
You have to stay tuned.
Jeez, tight lips. God, you've had some media training, young man. Now, tell us, obviously, you know, big star move was doing the worm, which everyone's been talking about. What are your other dance moves like, and how's that been going?
It goes well, you know. It's something that I find really fun, and I thought, you know, what's a wedding without the worm?
Absolutely.
Have you used it to pick up before?
I have tried, but I don't think it worked.
Not successful.
Do you know what? I all jokes aside, Al, and I guess you guys would have watched the show back last night, of course, but they did kind of edit you to look like this sort of immature guy. But, like, watching the package at the start, and I guess, Sam, you wouldn't have known this before the wedding, but you're actually a very responsible guy, Al. You've got a couple of houses, you've got a good career. I think you're a good catch, right?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I like to think, you know, I've got a head on my shoulders.
Yeah.
And, look, I came onto the show to find love, but also to have a bit of fun as well along the way. And I'm just going to be myself. And, yeah, I guess if that plays off being immature, then I guess that's how it looks.
Does the maturity show during the dinner parties? I know they kick off tonight.
Oh, you're going to have to find out.
Every question.
Just give us something, man. Just give us something. Come on.
Guys, all the best. You're a very cute couple. I'm sure things will work out. Thank you for coming on the show. Our Maths continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. And, of course, Meg, you just mentioned the first dinner party.
Yes, very exciting.
This is cool.
Which is interesting.
The dinner parties where the drinks get thrown.
Storm out. I thought, in the promo, I saw someone throw a ring. So maybe that could be a bit interesting.
Good stuff. Yeah. Nothing like a ring throw.
7:28 at New FM. News time next at New FM.
Novo's good, but different. Maddie, Meg and Crevo. To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So I'm trying to be very sensible with my money at the moment because I'm meant to be going over to Vegas in October. Yes. So I've been trying to just, you know, buy the essentials, be very sensible, getting the tram instead of Uber, like really trying to save my money. And then when I do my shopping, I normally go to Market Town in Newcastle, and there's the two sections there, right? You go to Woolies and you go to Coles.
Yeah, yeah.
All the cheap stuff's been at Coles lately, so I've been going over to the Coles side of the building.
I prefer the Coles side.
See, I prefer Woolies.
Less
to be
people.
No, I reckon there's more people.
Well, that seems
honest.
Like a whole different chat.
Yeah, whole different thing.
It's all right.
So last week, I had to go to Coles a couple of times, and there's something on the way into Coles, and it's kind of ruining the idea of me saving money, and it's the skill tester. I'm a 32-year-old woman who's obsessed with skill testers.
You mean these things like a claw machine?
Claw machine, yeah. I'm into it next, but it's pretty sad.
I'm gonna blow this wide open because I actually have all the info on claw machines.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
Okay.
I know all about them.
Don't ruin the illusion,
Creepo.
I'm
gonna pick your brain next.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah. I'll
Am
tell
I
you.
Am I wasting my money?
I'll tell you how to win. The Novos.
Off to Vegas.
Yes, off to Vegas. And I'm trying to save money, but it's proving pointless because I keep walking past a skill tester. Now the thing is, it depends on what's in the skill tester, whether I play it or not. And there's Pokemon toys in there at the moment. And my fiance is obsessed with Pokemon. In the last 2 weeks, though, I've played it twice and I've won twice. I've done pretty good.
That's very good.
100%.
Yes, exactly. And they're like $5 a go, though. That's the problem. They're not even $2 anymore. They're $5. But it's a little bit crazy how obsessed I've gotten because now I want to go to Market Town just to play the skill tester.
What, are we out of anything? Oh, look, the milk's run out as you're pouring it down the drain. I'm just going to have to pop down
to
Market
Town.
And
play there. I mean, get milk.
Get milk. Yeah. I'll be right back.
But, Creva, you said you know how to, like, not rig them, but you know the secret.
That's right. So I'm going to give you a bit of info here on claw machines because obviously you're interested in them, right?
I have my pen ready.
Yeah, so most claw machines are actually rigged in a way.
Yes.
Right? So the way it works is, they have a value of the prize. So say the prize is $20, right? They need to collect about $50 to $60 before they let a prize go out. Now, you might be thinking, oh, but if I'm really good with the claw, I could just grab the prize first go.
It doesn't grip it properly, does it?
So what they do is they manipulate the strength of the claw.
Oh.
So there's it's programmable in the back. And they can say, this will pay out every 10 times or every 20 times.
Yeah.
So say it's 10 times, at $5, they're getting $50 before, you know, it pays out statistically. It's sometimes so predictable that if people do like this lurking where they'll watch the claw machine get played a number of times and then they swoop in and grab it from you.
People do this at the casino. They watch you play a poker machine.
That's a little bit different.
Okay.
The claw machines are a bit more predictable in that way. So much so, when I used to live in this place called Dubbo,
this little backwater town.
small town.
Never
yeah.
heard of Dubbo.
No, but there was a mall there and there was a claw machine opposite like this takeaway joint.
Yeah.
And they used to watch people play it. And as proof of how good they were at timing it, they had like 100 of the prizes just on the back wall of the takeaway joint, like intimidating you across as you walk past. Honestly, they had every teddy bear, every like football Pokemon toy that had ever been in the claw machine.
Wow.
They just won every single one because they just wait and watch and then play once and take it.
I wonder, right, you know, you see go to like event cinemas and they have the claw machines with the iPads and the mobile phones
yeah.
and blah, 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 blah. Do you reckon the same concept applies to that?
It
so
does.
So they have to get like hundreds of dollars in there before it'll release
so
one.
So some of them pay out in odds of up to 1 in 10,000.
Oh, wow.
So statistically, that's up to 10,000 plays. Well,
this is how
before
much
they pay out.
This is how much of a sucker I am. Went to Billabongs at Green Hills. The East Maitland Bolo.
Billabongs?
Yeah, it's an all-you-can-eat place.
Oh.
I think it's closed now. But they had the S machine out the front. And I won an iPad from it.
Wow.
Yeah, $2 straight in, won an iPad. And the best part is, it was Josh's birthday. He hates Apple products, so I didn't feel obliged to give it to him for his birthday.
Oh, that's the iPad you use to this day.
No, it's not.
Oh,
no,
God,
no.
That would have been a good story.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, how many
people... I'm obsessed with those. I love going to Time Zone. It's my thing.
Meg, you'll still play, won't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just do some lurking. That's my top tip.
Hey, guys, Smash for Cash is up next, Crevo.
That's right. Your chance at a grant. $1,000. Who would have thought?
If you know what that sound is. 13-10-09. Clues, of course, we gave away one on Friday, and that was there is no electricity cord attached to this kitchen item that you'll find in Grandma's pantry. If you want to play, we'll do it next.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money. And a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
If you want to win some money, specifically $1,000, this is the place to do it as we smash for cash. Of course, something's been smashed with a hammer. It's been recorded. This is what it sounds like. Piece the clues together. Figure it out. Money's yours. Simple, right?
Sure is. Let's go to the phones now. Virginia from Singleton once won $20 on Lotto and says that is the biggest score she has ever had and she wants to go to the Goldie with her 1K win. Oof. She walks away with the cash today. It's Virginia. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
So a $20 Lotto win. That's the biggest prize you've ever won. Now tell me, you win the money today, Virginia. What are you doing on the Gold Coast? You're going to like Sin City, getting nice. On it. What's the go?
Paradise and just have a relaxing beach holiday.
Nice.
Oh, beautiful.
That sounds good.
Isn't there a, what's the casino called on the Gold Coast? Jupiter's.
Jupiter's.
Oh, yeah, I've never been.
Have you been to
it.
Jupiter's?
No.
You've
been?
No.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that go, though.
Yeah. Some people absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I think it's called the Star now. Hey, Virginia, let's do this. Yeah. What do you think the sound is for the money?
An old kitchen scale.
A scale?
Hey, Virginia. Yeah. It's not a
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's been guessed before.
Yeah.
Gotta keep
Meg, give us that lecture,
mummy. UFM.com.au. The incorrect guesses are... It's really frustrating. Virginia, I love you, but damn.
Check the guesses?
Check the
Is that
guesses.
What you're saying?
Check right the guesses.
Right. Okay, I wouldn't scold.
UFM.com.au.
I wouldn't scold Virginia like that.
No,
but,
she's
you
beautiful.
Know, you would.
She was going to take Maddie to Jupiter's, apparently.
That's so right. Then, yeah. The two of
I'm
you
I'm just having
there.
A look at UFM.com.au. So just so you know where it is.
Yeah.
Because it's not on the main page. You go up to the top of the website where it says The Novos. You click on that. You scroll down.
It's a step-by-step guide.
And there's a big logo that says Smash for Cash.
Okay.
You click on
that. Click on that. Yeah, good.
And all of the incorrect guesses list. Are here. So, let's have a run-through of some
That's
of
That's a good idea.
Bottle cap, a paint tin, a cash register, a preservation jar, a stovetop kettle. So, make sure you check your guess first before you call.
Yeah.
There's more. Over. There's more
you
on there.
You did more of that lecture than I did.
I just jumped on the bandwagon, I guess.
It was a bit of fun, you know.
Mum and Dad team, maybe 756.
The Novos.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? No, not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
Let's go. UFM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on. Now.
I've got to say, another message on the New FM Facebook inbox that we get to our phones here. There's a guy that trolls us about the weather that I've mentioned before. That we always get it wrong.
Yeah, well, it's the weather is so insane at the moment. You can't predict. Yeah.
6:04 a.m. this morning. What shower or two?
Hey, it might still come. It's been sunny and rainy at the same time all weekend, it seems.
Do we look like Gavin Morris?
Yeah, exactly.
None of us do it. None of us are that fit.
Exactly right.
Hey, guys, coming up next. Creva, you were telling us about your little trip to the hairdresser the other day.
Yeah.
She tried to force you into getting a mohawk, which would have looked really funny.
Was it a mullet?
It was a mullet. Yeah, so she... it was weird because she went in to, like, start pegging my hair up kind of thing. I was like, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I just thought I'd give you a mullet again because at end of last year I got a haircut. I got a surprise mullet. She just cut it and I was just chatting away, didn't really notice, and ended up with a mullet. Like, not a huge one, but a bit of a sort of tail kind of mullet. It's not my thing.
And you can't criticise them while they're doing it either, because they'll do something.
Exactly. Oh. So this time I was like, hey, what are you doing?
Hey,
no mullets this time. And so, well, she relented. I got no mullet this time.
Disappointed. Give us a little spin. Let's have a look.
It looks good.
A pretty good haircut. Yeah. I'm happy with it overall, but you got to be so careful because sometimes hairdressers don't do exactly what you say.
You can never give them full creative control. Like, I've learnt the hard way not to say to them, you just do you. Like, you tell me whatever you think looks good.
My hair's looked better when I've said that, though.
Really?
Do what you want to do, because I had no idea of what I wanted. So
right.
Like,
oh, that's a bit different.
And then they've given me the best hairstyles I've ever had, but when I've told them directly what I wanted, it's gone to hell.
So I ended up with a surprise mullet. What I thought we should do, 13:10:09, hairdressing fails. Have they given you something completely different than what you asked for, or did the dye job go wrong? There's a multitude of things that could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. 13:10:09.
The Novos.
A brand new week. 13:10:09 this morning. We're after your hairdressing fails. Yeah, you know what we're after? We're after the hair falling out, the mullets, the mohawks, the bad dye jobs. Everybody that calls the show today goes into the draw, guys, to win our daily prize, which is a ticket for you and a mate to New FM's exclusive preview screening of Uncharted at Event Cinemas Katara, which is great.
Awesome.
Before we get into the hairdressing chat and the stories, can we just appreciate the fact that Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister, was filmed at a hairdressing salon over the weekend, creepily rinsing out a lady's hair at the basin?
I was sitting there, and I know what it feels like getting your hair done. Normally you get a scalp massage while you're getting that done. I don't want a scalp massage from ScoMo.
You know what was weird about it? Because he was using the little shower head thing, right, that plugs into the basin, but then he was sort of touching the hair as well. And is he doing the scalp massage? You could see him sort of trying to do it, but awkwardly then not doing it. I don't know. The whole thing weirded me out.
You brought up a really good point, Crevo. John Key, the former New Zealand Prime
That's
Minister,
right.
did the exact same thing. It's been done before, and it was just as creepy when he did it.
Well, when he used to just touch people's hair, like women's hair, randomly. Like, he'd be standing there, and there'd be someone next to him, anyone, a member of the public or whatever, for a press conference. And he'd just reach. There's all these videos of him just reaching out and stroking hair.
It's not weird at all, is it?
Not at all.
No, I went and got my hair done. This would have been about 6 or 7 years ago. And I was going for a bit of the Skrillex vibe. So I had one half
shaved. Oh, like the
shaved
bit.
So I had half shaved, and then I had a little bit longer. But I wanted the full, like, number one shave on one side. I said, can you keep all of the length to my other side? I went down to about my shoulder.
Yeah.
She said, yes. She's done the shave, and then she's cut probably halfway up my face. So I've lost all of the length to one side.
So she cut without permission.
She cut without permission. I went and I sat in my car and I cried for an hour because I was devastated, because that's not what I wanted. I looked completely different to how I wanted to look. I had to go to another hairdresser the next day, get a different dye job to actually make that work, because I was not going back to that salon.
Extensions to grow it back out.
I waited for so long.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to be careful out there.
Extra careful, guys. Go to a trusted hairdresser. Mm. You know,
One that gives you surprise haircuts.
Well, that's the thing. Normally, I go to the one person, but when you're impatient, you're like, oh, I'll go to anywhere where I can get a booking. And you regret that decision pretty much immediately.
It's so true.
Hey, what's the goss is up next with producer Jackson.
Yeah, I'm going to talk Adele impressions by Nicki Minaj. Also, two art neighbours on the chopping block and fans aren't happy. Let's chat about that in a sec.
All right.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Coronavirus!
But
it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, producer Jackson, not everybody has good neighbours, right?
No, sorry, my headphones just unplugged and the panic that was in my body when I heard you start talking to me. So look, Neighbours is apparently set to end production within the next couple of months. Aww. Not confirmed, but that's what's swirling around at the moment. Now, Australians don't really care, but it's the British viewers that are really melting down. So they have started an online petition overnight.
Oh, my God.
So far, 12,000 signatures. So they're begging for Channel 5 over in the UK to pick it up. Make Neighbours work. Some of the comments include, don't you flip and dare. It's only soap worth watching. Someone else says, it's not just Neighbours, it's family.
They were saying there's like 1.2 million people in the UK who still watch Neighbours.
Yeah, well, they're saying it's still getting 1.5 million viewers an episode.
Oh,
which geez. Is a lot.
It is a lot.
Over here, it's probably like 200,000, 300,000.
No, less.
Less?
I thought you were going to say 2,000 or 3,000.
So, get this right. Neighbours on, what's it called? 10 Peach. Formerly 11. Too confusing. Maybe that's why no one's watching it.
Why don't they change it to a fruit name? That's weird.
132,000 people. Look, I used to be a big Neighbours fan.
I was back in the day.
It's gone, it's flown the coop.
Yeah,
coop.
Yeah.
No good, isn't it?
Oh, it's just... It's
They've got
been
the polyamorous relationship going on at the moment. Paul Robinson's on to his seventh wife.
And third leg.
Oh, that's what they call
it's
it.
It's just been done. Do you know, the only way I'll watch Neighbours again is if Dr. Carl gets Randy Dandy again and Wouldn't decides to stray from Susan.
That's Remember the that? Only thing that'll bring you back?
Bring Nat Bass back.
Yeah.
That'll be amazing.
I was actually wondering, do Susan and Carl still have that bird that sits on their couch?
I haven't watched Neighbours in a long time, so I couldn't tell you.
It's been a while.
It was a galah from memory.
A galah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, bird boss, Magnus.
Rest in peace, Neighbours. I'll keep you updated if the UK do pick it up. I feel like it may actually happen.
So
like it's potentially going to happen.
The bird's name is Dahl. D-A-H-L. Hello, Dahl. How are you, I'm happy to see Neighbours go. Like, wrap it up nicely. Do, like, a really good
ending.
Special ending.
Bring Kylie back. Something.
Meg, did you just realise what you did to me just now
what?
From across the
what?
Room?
What?
You put your finger up at
not.
Me.
I did not.
No,
I was moving the microphone.
You moved the microphone with your middle finger.
Oh, was it you? Calm down.
Well...
Everybody needs good neighbours.
Indeed.
Do you know who I am? Moving on, Adele, Nicki Minaj. So apparently they're friends, which just shocks me. Nicki Minaj doing charity.
What?
So she has Nicki Minaj has appeared on James Corden's late night show. The only time that it's been appealing to watch.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's taken it over. I know, Meg, you say, oh, because it's James Corden.
Yeah,
but it's
much.
More about Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, okay.
So, of course, you might remember James Corden did carpool karaoke with Adele once, and Adele impersonated Nicki Minaj. Ugh. Anyway, Nicki Minaj has jumped on the Late Late Show. I love how they put him late because no one really wants
they
to
put
stay
him on
up
late,
for
late,
it.
Late, 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 late.
And she's paid the favour back and done an Adele impersonation.
All right, in order for me to channel Adele, I sort of have to think like a black lady in London. Like maybe she used to be like hustling like nickels and dimes in the hood, and then you know like she got her big break. Like, because that's what I see when I see her. So expressive, right?
Yeah. Wow.
That was a moment.
Very awkward, right?
I love Nicki.
A for effort. I mean, Nicki Minaj really could have just complained about everything and then cried a lot, and then that would have passed the test.
Give Nicki Adele's Vegas show. I feel like Nicki would put on a great Vegas show.
Yeah, she would.
Yeah, Nicki needs to come back to radio, by the way. She had that radio show going.
Queen Radio!
It was very good.
I remember, like, bits of that. Very funny.
I used to drive a guy to work here that used to work here, like, 2 years ago. I had to go pick him up, and he used to try to talk to me on the way here, and I'd say, shh, the Queen's talking. I just never let him... It was the most uncomfortable 30 minutes of his life.
I love that.
The Queen Radio was kind of like the radio version of Wendy Williams' show. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Very full on. Yeah. Very full on, but entertaining.
Very shady.
The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Up next is Newcastle's favourite workday announcer, Producer Jackson with 105 commercial free.
I was wondering where that was going.
you're my favourite.
Oh, thank
my
you.
My favourite too.
Yeah, I'll join that band. I love that.
My three fans. Oh, Flowrider.
Love this. New direction for him.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm sold. Walker Hayes and that's Fancy in there. Like
are
it's
we
on
getting,
the way.
Are we getting sick of Fancy Like yet? I know it's a little bit divisive. Little I'm over it.
Maybe. I love this, though.
Always
Shawn Mendes. Nervous.
How could we say no to that?
No.
Well, could you?
Well, you wouldn't, Matthew, would you?
Never know.
No.
Just Shawn Mendes. Hey, guys, if you don't like the music we play, or maybe you love it and you want to tell us, you can rate the music now at newfm.com.au. It takes around 5 minutes. Very easy. You feel super powerful after it because the bosses take the data and they go, yeah, we'll implement this. You could, just by rating the music this time around, win a wine tour for you and five friends. Imagine telling your girlfriends, girls, I've got you. We're going for a day out.
Yeah.
Or guys,
or your boyfriends.
I've never said that to my girlfriend ever.
It's with two fat blokes, gourmet tours, which is great. You'll be visiting boutique wineries for a private tasting of delicious wines and cheese. Book your tour now, twofatblokes.com.au, if you want to pay for it yourself.
Absolutely. Guys, up next, got to talk about, you remember, of course, my fiance recently got a new car. Very exciting.
Fancy, fancy new car.
Yeah, very nice. Somebody ran into it on the weekend.
No, you've only had it for how long?
About a week and a half.
Were you out shopping?
No. It was in front of our house. We'll get into the full details up next.
The Novos.
So, Emmy had her Jimny parked out the front of the house. Yep. And there's, like, room for two cars to park in front of the house, especially with that car because it's quite small. This lady pulls up behind her to pull into the other parking spot.
Yeah.
And I was just standing in the hallway, and it just, like, had the screen door open so I could see straight out. And the car pulls up. I was like, geez, that's close. And then I heard this in, like, you couldn't mistake it even from the hallway, this gong. And I was like, oh, not today. Oh, God, I'm so busy. New car. This is the worst. So I go out there, and Emmy did as well, because she heard it as well, even from inside the house.
So you guys are on, like, super alert right now anyway. So any sort of banging sound, you think, the new car.
The new car. No. And
you should park it in the driveway.
Well, we do, like, 90% of the time. It was the one time it wasn't, right? She goes out there, and she was like, excuse me, you've just run into my car. And she goes, oh, did I? Like, how could you? It's the most unmistakable sound possible,
and if you
right?
do hit someone's car, you do feel it.
Of
you,
course.
Not, like, you don't notice.
If you hit anything, you feel it. You can't miss that feeling. Anyway, like, we're looking over the car because it wasn't a big hit. It was just, like, a touch.
Yeah.
So, luckily, her car, the other lady, hit onto the spare tire at the back, which hangs off the back of the car.
Yeah.
The Jimny, undamaged. Not a tiny scratch, nothing on it. That crunching sound was her number plate pushing into her car.
Did she care that it happened to her car? Did she
nah, didn't
worried
care.
Or more worried that she may have damaged
More
yours?
Worried she may have damaged. She didn't care about her car at all.
Let's rewind for a second.
Yeah.
To the point where you heard the crunching sound of the two cars colliding. Mm-hmm. You were inside in the hallway.
Yep.
Did you run outside? Or did you, briskly walk?
A brisk walk, but it wasn't that fast because my heart was in the process of sinking through the bottom of the floor. Because I was like, I don't want to deal with this. It's going to ruin everyone's mood for the day.
What's your vibe like in that situation? Are you, like, quite aggressive when you got to her, or cool, calm, and collected?
I'm cool, calm, and collected.
Hey, you just hit my car.
Unfortunately, it seems you have run into our car, was the sort of vibe I was going for. Because you don't want to, in my opinion, don't want to escalate the situation in what is usually a stressful situation.
Was her car, like, a shitbox, or...?
No, it was pretty okay. I did notice a few other little scratches and stuff around it. And also when she left, she sped off.
Oh, did she?
Like, or, like, took a hard
turn.
She
was embarrassed.
Quite possibly. And just a little bit, you know, wild in the way she drove.
I was going to say, the way you responded to the situation, kind of like when you miss a direct debit from your bank. Unfortunately, you've missed this. Are they really polite?
Yeah, because they know that you know you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
Oops. Oops.
Oh, I'm so sorry about it. I just can't get over the, oh, did I?
Yes.
Did I hit your car?
Of course you did. You can't miss that feeling, you know. There's something about it. It's like when, you know, if you eat a piece of steak and there's a bit of bone in there, you know, like, instantly when you hit crunch bone with your teeth. You know it.
Did any other neighbours run out thinking it might have been their cars?
No, because it wasn't that loud. But it was loud enough for us to hear in the house. Of course she knew.
Because you're on high alert.
Well, that too.
Yeah. So it's not even your car. It belongs to your fiancé, Emmy. Mm. Did she also run outside?
Yes.
I reckon Emmy would be, like, far more hot-headed than you in this situation, was she?
Especially when the oh, did I happened, a little bit more. A little bit more. Yeah. But I kept the energy down. And once we, like, pulled off that tyre cover thing and was all good, the relief. Oh,
that's
God.
Why you guys are quite a good couple. I think you do balance each other out.
Yeah,
Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. You've got to have yin and yang, right? That's important. It's important.
I love how you're criticising her driving as she drove off, but you think everybody's, like, a crazy driver other than you.
Yeah, well, it's true.
I think
they
the moral
are.
Of the story is put your big old van out on the street as a rule and put the Jimny in the driveway.
It was the one time it wasn't in the driveway.
Now you know not to do it.
I couldn't believe it.
Hey, Smash for Cash is up next. We have $1,000 up for grabs. She's got to work out what we've smashed with this giant hammer. We had a new clue on Friday. This doesn't need to be plugged in. The other clues are it is food related, and you might find this in Grandma's pantry. We're going to take your guesses next.
It's starting to ramp up, actually. Mm-hmm. So many people are calling up. Hello, what time is the secret sound?
You mean Smash for Cash?
Smash for Cash,
yes. I'm a grandma. I have a pantry. I've looked in there. I can't see
it. I smashed a few things around to find out.
I wonder if anybody's actually smashed something with a hammer. No. To see if they can, like, match the sound.
A couple of cordials in on the weekend, you're like, oh, got this.
Bang.
That's my advice. $1,000
up for grabs next.
The Novos.
And a giant hammer.
Hit it.
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Gonna put it out there. The easiest way in Newcastle to get your mitts on $1,000 smash for cash. All you got to do is work out what we've smashed with a hammer. Clues being, you can find it in Grandma's pantry. It is food related and it doesn't require power. This is what it sounds like.
Very easy. It's
that should be easy. Yeah.
I told you it was easy.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones, shall we? Playing today for the $1,000. We are going to
Shauna
from Brankston. She's a family support worker and once had a Harley rider hit her car, which led to his arrest. Shauna, good morning.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Hey, going good. Those bloody Harley Davidson riders. What happened there?
Long story short, was on a drug run, so we found out after it. And it just so happened he was in a rush and had tried to go up the side lane when I stopped at the lights. And he had the, you know, the big keggers.
Yeah.
And obviously didn't overcorrect and hit the back of my car as he was trying to go around.
Oh, wow. God.
The old crunching sound happened to you as well. Was there much damage?
To my car there was. He was more worried and his mates were more worried about his bike. I had a newborn and two children in the car, so...
Jeez.
That's where your focus was? That's where your focus was?
That's exactly right.
I'm
not worried about him one little bit.
Oh, my God. What a crazy story. Well, let's try and get you $1,000 this morning.
That'd be awesome.
It would be. What do you think we've smashed?
All right. So I think it's the old-style sugar pot with the lid.
Oh, no, good guess,
not great guess. It is not. Thank you, though, Sean. I appreciate your call. Wow, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Newreckon.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. It's back tomorrow, guys.
And we'll have a new clue on Friday as well.
That's right. You've
counting
only got
down to that.
Friday 4 days
is
to wait.
Clue day.
Yes.
That is us done, guys. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. 105 commercial free up next. Jackson.
Riri.
Bad girl, Riri.
S&M, bad girl. I think she's like good girl now.
Oh, yeah.
Having a baby.
Gonna be a mama.
Cool mum, though, right? Like, oh, Riri is a
mum. She's gonna be the coolest mum.
Yeah. During as a kid, you're embarrassed of, like, your celebrity parents, like Riri dancing at S&M on stage. Or do you
yes.
think that's cool?
Absolutely.
I think you'd be embarrassed.
Maybe.
Oh, Mike.
I've never liked this guy.
Thank you for reminding me of his name.
Yeah,
I had
Mike,
a mind
Mike
blank
Posner.
There.
He just seems like a bit of a whinger. Kind of like Drake.
Oh, is Drake a whinger?
Yes.
I like Mike Posner.
Nah,
he's good.
A, nah, he's a
I think I like him.
Yeah, he's very
whinging,
funny. Like,
he's whinging about this girl, poor girl, because she's not into him.
Has like, only had a couple of songs, though.
Isn't like, that what every single song is about?
Yeah, but he just takes whinging to a new level.
If you took away all love songs and, you know, heartbreak songs out of there, there'd be none left.
True.
Natasha Bedingfield's not whinging.
This is
she's
a bit
being
of a
inspiring.
Monday vibe.
Yeah.
This is.
Your week is unwritten.
Yes.
Unless you work for the man and then you're just a part of the machine, so enjoy that.
Hey guys, have a great day. Thank you, Jackson. We'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget, rate the music now, newfm.com.au. Your chance to win that wine tour for you and five friends, all thanks to
Get
Two Fat Blokes. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.